Begin the current daf. Masechet Yevamah is daf pei. You begin on Melav. Begin Teres Masla. Begin with the Gemara. Ocha Chaylev mi ben Yud Beis Shana ben Yud Ches. If he eats ben and fats from the age of 12 until the age of 18, which Teres says ben a kivari, we're actually talking about a girl, because that's a Kribel Yezer who holds that a girl is at age 18 in that regard, like Bishamai. Now, but I did Nakalash Zacha. Once we're using the masculine terminology, so not considering these saris, so we say the signs of a saris. But the truth is, and we'll look at Simon the Alanis, but really, we really mean Simon the Alanis. Because, as Tyson explained, it's not logical to say that he holds like Bishamai, who only Bishamai holds that even by a male would be at age 18. So, really, talking about a girl. Then it says, not the beginning of the Gemara, Achmakan, Hebi Cyrus. And subsequently, after the age the limit, then she brings two pubic hairs, which Tyson says, reducing that. It's just adding on a chiddush, not really an essential. And integral for the halacha of the machlekes Rav Shmuel, but it's saying the Ava Pishei Bisayri said even if subsequently he brings pubic hairs, lo yaminan deglo milsam afrei. We don't say which actively was revealed. Shei katan adavshim. Shei Bisayri obviously was only a minor up until now, because now finally she became an adult with two pubic hairs. No, elachashle gadol. Rather, we consider her an adult already. Rav Mishteim Esrei from Rav 12, Lishmol Miyatchas, and Shmol from Miyatchas, because we do consider him, her, as a Saras Alnus. Kinnik says, Master begins the Gemara, Nas the Saras of Mafra. So Rav holds that he becomes a Saras retroactively. And hence, the Lokal Chelib Shachel. He's going to get lashes for this is the case of Achel Chelib. He's going to get lashes for the Chelib that he ate, which takes a bother by question when he dresses. It's the Loichosh of Asaras Sabak. It's not considered a doubtful warning. Because Avagad B'Shas Yisrael, although at the time of the warning, how you saw it was a doubt, Shemini Yavi Sarah's coming, because maybe he's going to bring two people before 18, which then that means to say that really he was a minor up until this point and only subsequently an adult because he's not a Saras. So maybe it's a Saras Savik, which you don't get lashes for. No. Because the Hashtamiya, because now, however, Lo Lamafre was retroactively Vishay, Gadol B'Shas Yisrael, that it was definitive a Gadol at the time of the warning. Because the late Domi Lehikazavik is this, not someone to when we don't know who his father is and one of these two men are his father and hits one and then subsequently hits the other one, as the Gemara says, Makat of Design Medalev. Because there, Dafla Chashagishnam, even after he hit both of them, you're right, he's not going to get lashes because Asura Safik. Because even at the end, the idea is, you don't find out at the end even which one's his father. You know for sure one of them is, but that's Asura Safik. Each one, we don't know. Here, which retroactively know definitively that he was an adult, he's going to get lashes. Then he says, "Must begin with the Gemara. Ilness Remeir Hila Kanas. According to Rav, Ilness for Remeir should have Kanas. Why are we saying there's no Kanas? Which as Tais explains, because Lishmul Nicha. According to Shmuel, makes sense. Kivin she make Katnas Nimshach by Tchaz. According to Shmuel, he's a minor up until age 18. The only Yolim becomes Sagos at 18. So there's no days of puberty because the main Naris in Beshish Chadash Masmuch B'Shtayim Esrei. Because the days of Naris we know is only the 6 months that are near the 12-year-old." Birthday, because a place knows you make kindness when the days of the childhood end. According to Rabbi Hilaknas, she should have a kinnas because a place can mizlis. Because by this woman, you stop, you make kindness, come on, Bishan Nashim, like all of the women, because retroactively she becomes adult. So then there should be Nairis, at least according to the Gemara's Havamina, and then Bagris at age 12 till 12 and a half. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara, but time to learn the Braisa, Ben Shemaina, but a child made, but pregnancy also Talmud, and I'll remove him. As Tyson explains, what's the Gemara's question? Now, if it's like we're saying, if he reaches to like 20, and if it could be a viable child, so it wouldn't be forbidden to move such a child. So why is he saying he's Muktzah? We're talking about where that his signs of health were completed, his fingernails and hair. Through these signs, there's a sign. That it's not considered as a miscarriage. We're b'chav shana l'rabban according to Rabban at age 20. Kedash kol Rabbi. Seem like we find my Rabbi. They could come a siman when the siman are finished. Chashav b'kiyam is considered as a viable child. B'shleishim after 30 days, kashav blood is like all other children. Which umilsa did mevo k'rabban. This teaching of mevo is going like Rabban. Aval in lefarsh because Tzai is saying don't explain the Rabban according to Rabban in your tzolim says neighbor that no, you never get removed in the category of an eifel of a miscarriage. And it's only the Rebbe b'chav shana. Only because the Rebbe is after 20 years and never mevo k'rabbi. No. Because I'm kind of, that would be the case, because that's how it could sound like interpreting the Braisa, that it's Rebbe who says we go after the, according to Rebbe, we have this qualification, not according to Rabbanan, no. Because I'm kind of, that would be the case, when the Gemara asks on Rabbi Tezvah, come on, who are you saying like with the story of 12 months that we say, oh, could be the baby was delayed 3 months, come on, Kir Rebbe. Why are you asking on Rabbi Tezvah, have a little mythic Rabbi Tezvah, the koi, but you should ask Rabbi Tezvah who we're talking about, say, oh, who is he like? Is that Rebbe? I, Das Yachid. Really, more of us, that says, if that would be the case, Rabbi Tezvah, I feel like Kir Rebbe lost it. if it's like we explained, that means Rabbi Tezor is not even like Rebbe. Because like Chashal Rebbe Bar Kayama Lemid Ishtai, because according to Rebbe, who you're saying Rebbe is teaching, like, well, that's the leading interpretation, doesn't say it's Bar Kayama to say that it was a delay, Ela de Chach Yisera, only through extra proof. If we're saying Rebbe is qualifying Rebbe's teaching, Shechai Chav Shana, where you lived up until 20 years. And Rabbi Tezfawa was saying that, oh, once it delays, even without waiting until 20 years, it's going to work. So rather near the read to the production, rather appears to the read, like we explained, the Bavo was going like Rabbanan, and even the Rabbanan agree that when you reach 20 years, then they would agree that it's removed from the category of a Nefil. Now, however, even though when you have a Gemar Simonim, and you reach age 20, so then you get removed from the category of a Nefil, even according to Rabbanan, but says Taisis that the nearer it would seem that Phil and Nigmar Simon, yeah, even if you have a Gemar Simonim, the Asal Talbi, it would be forbidden to move the child, this baby, because the Tesefta, Basa Hida Ben Ches, Hadei Kreben Basa Talbi, and the Tesefta, after the Salacha, that an 8-month pregnant child born from such a pregnancy, Hadei Kreben the Zekas Tomas Talbi Nala Mubim, Kedani, then the Braisa says, Ezeu Bejma, it was a Benjma, Nikol Shaloi Kolo Chadashim, which did not finish its months. Bahainu, that is a Philogamru, even if, but the Simonim will Gemar. Because the Enyotim Tres Nevel Shashim Yoim, because it does not get removed from the category of a navel in the first 30 days, El De'asim, only when it reaches age 20. And that's not common to think. You're right. If it reaches that, then it's Yotim Tres Nevel. Which Tres in the beginning was saying, whoa, if it's Kabaka Yoma, would be forbidden to move. But no, Basel Tavlik is not common, and therefore it would be forbidden to move it, and therefore it can't rely on the Salacha of reaching until age 20.